It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a non-consensual raw dog. We are better than that, as it turns out.
Oh, my.
Yes, you can join our chat room, Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click on live broadcast. Also, live on Facebook, on the Davin's Den page. You can watch us in all the glory. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Joe is listening but not participating now, so he'll be running along. So he'll be here soon to participate, but in the meantime, enjoy the best part of the show. Also,
oh, stop.
Also, what? Like, it's not true. It's
so mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tired. Why not? And Pip, who's going to pretend like she gives a shit and is a nice person. Whatever.
Pretending both things.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, really, who are you? They know you.
They know.
On the show, California proposes a law against stealthing. And you can't keep that baby you adopted. No, you can't. Boomerang baby. Drunks in the news and moms being driven to drink by COVID. Turbulent air and United Airlines isn't buying your religious exemption from vaccines. We're not having it. Take the circle, circle, dot, dot. Anti-cootie shot. An outstanding display of spite aimed at dessert royalty. And scamming scammers with those sex-starved lovers, Caroline and Fake Davin.
Oh, yeah. my soap.
Your soap.
My story.
Yes, yes. After the schmaltzy love, you were very excited about the...
You brought the porn!
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was more porny than these kids have been. More porny than the kids have been.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, definitely. That was way porned up compared to other love
complete
stories.
Complete with, if you'd like to continue this call, we're going to need a deposit of another $7.99 a minute. Yes, in the middle of it, Caroline asked for some money. As she is want to do.
To continue this sexiness, press 1 for 1 credit card. To continue this more sexiness, press 2 for $200 worth of gift cards.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, that's the thing about scammers. When you don't give them what they want, the sex talk isn't always that great. But what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, when you're talking to another man who really doesn't want to do these things in real life, the sex talk is not all that it could be.
Wait, what? Doesn't want to do these things in real life? What are you talking
about? No, no, no. I'm talking about the scammer guys.
Oh.
They're pretending to be women, and then all of a sudden you're like, and then I'm going to kiss your thighs.
Some of them are women. Some of them are women.
Well, I know some of them are, but it's like when the guy on the other end, you can tell because as soon as it gets close to the unmentionables, they start going, oh, I gotta go.
When they go, dude, I'm coming. It might not be the little flower you thought you were talking to.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
All right. So my social media page, Facebook, has been fairly quiet of late. I really haven't posted much lately, controversial stuff.
Yeah, no, you've been busy with other things. So.
I've been very busy, and
was it a conscious decision to not post?
No, you know what it is. It's like I said during the Trump administration. I don't understand why the Trump supporters are always posting or so angry. They got what they want. They should be happy. So you know, I got what I voted for. I'm not rage typing all the time.
Right, right.
I mean, I was upset with the initial pullout of Afghanistan when you see our huge plane lumbering down the tarmac and Afghanis hanging off the plane.
Hanging off the plane. Oh my God.
I thought that could have been handled better. And I said so.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to, you know, if it was a Trump supporter at the time, well, they don't belong on the tarmac. You got to learn the law of gravity sometime. You know, he could do nothing wrong. But I'm not really posting controversial shit these days. I'm first of all, the news is the news. There's not. It's not that interesting.
It's not the exhausting barrage.
Right, because the guy's not constantly doing social media. Yeah. You turn on Fox News, all of a sudden they're outraged about that Biden does some of the same shit that Trump did. I can't take that seriously.
Yeah.
CNN is still outraged at some of the shit that Trump did, and they're reporting shit that Trump did, and they're kind of outraged about some of the stuff that Biden did. And the way I process this is go, and I said it here, when Trump was doing this shit, I go, when you set the precedent, the next guy's going to do it too. Yeah. So I can't get that upset when the next guy's doing similar shit to the previous guy. It's like,
I'm just sick of listening to adults go, but he got to do it.
Right. So it's like, all right, this is where we are.
How about none of you should be doing
this? The only thing, and I told you this before the show, and it was just amusing. It wasn't controversial. I haven't really gotten a reaction. Was another one of these books that was coming out by Trump about Trump. And I really, these authors have made so much money off of President Trump. They should really do a grassroots campaign to get him elected for another 4 years. Because they have made boku bucks off Donald Trump's presidency.
I'm sure their editors are doing everything that they can.
They can't find enough unnamed sources.
I know.
But anyway,
janitor made a few bucks, I'm sure.
So actually one of the well-known authors who actually has some legitimacy to him, he said, I was telling Pip this before the show, and this was the extent of my political post, says, Pence and Trump had a conversation, and Trump is like pressuring Pence to overturn the election, and Pence is like, there's nothing I can do, and Trump's like, yes, you can! And Pence is like, there's nothing I can do, I've already done more than I can, and Trump's like, well, if you could do more, would you? And Pence is like, there's nothing I can do. So finally Trump goes to Mike Pence, goes, you know what, Mike? I don't want to be your friend anymore. Like, this is like a real quote in the book. You go, what the hell is going on? This is like when you were kids, like when you were 10 years old, and you were like fighting with your best friend, and they wouldn't share their snack with you.
Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean I can't have a Nilla cookie? Fuck you. Or you know what? I can't have a Nilla cookie? What? I gave you half my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know what, Pip? I don't want to be your friend anymore.
You know what? I let you have a ride on my new bicycle before anybody else did.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't give me Nilla wafers? What?
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Look, can you just imagine, like, two of the most powerful men in the world having this conversation?
Unfortunately, yes. Now I can.
But I just posted that as a joke. I mean, I don't care. But anyway.
Yeah.
So was a little bit of a problem on my social media page, and not much of a problem was.
It was skirmish.
I had actually posted something. I'd said something like this on the show a couple of weeks ago where, you know what, maybe these hospitals just said if you're not vaccinated, don't come here with the COVID-19.
I remember you reading that, and I thought, yeah, no.
Well, but if you think about it, so before I read the post, the theory is, because some of these states where they have low vaccination,
right?
These hospitals are overrun, their staff is exhausted, and they're having to turn away cancer patients, cardiac patients, car accident, because they don't have any more beds, because all their beds are COVID-19, and they see the vast majority of the people with serious illness from COVID-19, not all of them, but the vast majority, are unvaccinated people.
Right.
So my theory is this. Mm-hmm. My theory is this. Say you get to 80% full. You know, you have 20% of your beds left.
Yeah.
You go to the community and go, listen, this is where we are at. We need to keep some beds open. You do not come here if you are sick with COVID-19 and you are unvaccinated. You didn't believe us anyway. Go get your horse dewormer. Go get your hydroxychloroquine. Go get your bleach. Go get your lights. Go get your this isn't real. Go get your St. Joseph's. Go get your peanut butter. Whatever it is. And I believe that, and I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. People would then get vaccinated.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. So this is the actual post.
Okay.
I read. This is the post I wrote. I said, so, and because remember, this is all about freedom.
Yes.
And I'm a freedom guy.
Yeah.
So I said, so don't mandate a vaccine. Just give doctors and hospitals the right to turn away unvaccinated people. Pretty easy. They're exhausted and short-staffed. Turn the unvaccinated away at the door. The unvaccinated still have their, quote, freedom, and the hospitals are using their, quote, freedom. Everyone is free, and people who are vaccinated can still get medical care. But what about the unvaccinated? Well, there seem to be a lot of unvaccinated doctors and experts, according to the unvaccinated, so they should be able to find hydroxychloroquine, bleach, and Vectorin, thoughts and prayers, and peanut butter and jelly. Problem solved and no more division. If you think about it, it makes complete sense. They don't believe the scientists anyway. They don't believe the doctors. So why should you take away a bed from somebody who's having a heart attack or is in a car accident or has cancer. I'm not talking about plastic surgery shit, but I'm talking about right. like major shit where people are now having to go 200 miles away, get turned away. What? There is no vaccine for cancer, sadly.
Yeah.
There is a vaccine for this. They don't believe the TV doctors. They believe the YouTube doctors. So put a note in the comments. Go, I seem to have a cough, and I'm really struggling to breathe as I type this. What do you suggest I do?
Yeah.
You know, put your money where you... There's a result for your actions. What I say makes perfect sense. And then somebody said to me, a friend goes, well, you know, but the doctors take an oath. I go, yeah, but hospital administrators take no fucking oath. Hospitals are all about making the money.
They are now, yeah.
So don't have the doctors and the nurses who take the oath turn them away. You have the administrator go, this is the policy. Nobody likes hospital administrators anyway. So you just blame it on the people upstairs. It makes perfect. Tell me it doesn't make sense. Well, I'm talking about where they're having really outbreaks. Here where we are right now, where things are under control, yes, you still treat them.
No, we're talking about when their census is almost full and they,
yes.
you know, they cannot take on any more people. Yeah. I mean, sometimes when there's an overflow, they have to send cases to other
and,
places.
And I also point out, remember, doctors have to make decisions all the time. It's called triage.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out who you can save and who you can't save. This is just another form of triage.
Yeah, it is. But on the other hand, I don't have the answer to this.
But the answer is, you know what, Davin? You're right. Because what I said makes perfect sense. And it is all about freedom. Because remember, mm-hmm. this is an invasion of freedom. And I'm not saying you have to get the vaccine. They don't want to get the vaccine. Just give the hospitals the same freedom to go. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know if it's... It's in another case, it's like when, you know, in an ER, or now they're calling them ED, which sounds like erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, that's what I thought ED was.
Yeah, it was until they decided to rename ERs. Emergency department.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What are we, at Kohl's?
Isn't it stupid? It's like, they're
excuse
ERs.
Excuse me. We're going to need some help with the cashier and the ED.
The show's name ER. It's ER.
Do we have any ED cash for this cancer patient? If they come back, we'll give them a little, you know, $20 off their next treatment.
I always picture Cialis ads.
Yeah,
when I say
I've
that.
Never heard that.
Yeah, no, it's
all right. So
weird. Anyway, so when they're in there, and then you know they rip off their shirt to help them, and they see Nazi swastika. So does Dr. Klein not serve
no? But
this
but there's a difference because you're not turning away people. Because of the Nazi thing.
Right.
I'm talking about you're turning away other sick people because you're full. There's no vacancy at the ED.
Well, I mean, if they're full,
that's
they
what
do have to turn people away.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying you get to the point, say 80%, an arbitrary number, 80% full. Go, no. Listen, this is our policy. We are now at 80%. We have to leave some beds open for everybody else. If you are unvaccinated and suffering from COVID, we can't help you.
Well, but that's not a change in hospital policy as much as I understand it.
Well, they're helping people. They're filling. They're turning over other sections of the hospital to for COVID-19 people.
Right.
I mean, and these are just anecdotal stories. But you're hearing people with cancer getting sent home, people with cardiac issues getting sent home. No. You have it. This is about freedom. Remember, I'm not saying you should mandate vaccines. I'm saying you have the right not to take the vaccine. You trust your YouTube doctor,
whomever,
or your Newsmax doctor. Don't come to the other doctors and say, you know, you should really get the vaccine when shit goes tits up. Nay, you made your bet. And that's the problem with this country. And then I'm going to get to the funny thing on my thing. That's the problem with this country. I've been saying it so long. And I think Joe would agree with me most times. We don't take responsibility for our actions. It's not a left thing. It's not a right thing. It's not a generational thing. It's we're a spoiled American thing. That's what we are. People are making a decision. I'm fine with that decision. Just don't come crying to me, or in this case, the hospital, if it doesn't work out. The vast majority of people do not get very sick from COVID. The vast majority of people don't even know they have COVID. Fine. You are making that calculation not to get the vaccine. I support you. Even though we've mandated vaccines for years in this country, I support your decision. Just don't clog up the beds if you're one of the few where it doesn't turn out right. That's all I'm saying. It makes perfect sense.
I just don't agree with you.
But you're wrong. You don't have to agree with me, because from a logical standpoint and from getting people to take responsibility and from a freedom standpoint and from getting more people vaccinated standpoint, it makes perfect sense.
There are too many people that don't believe that it's going to happen to them. And how many of these people have been on their deathbed saying, God, I wish I had taken the vaccine? It keeps happening.
Yes, it keeps happening.
But I don't think that there's going to be enough of a rise in the incidence of people taking the vaccine, even if you tell them, well, then you can't come to the hospital. They'll go, good, I won't need it. That's what they think.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying once you get these hospitals are getting flooded with the few, the deathly ill.
Yeah.
I'm saying at that point, if we are so flooded because we have such low vaccine rates in this county, in this state, you're SOL. We all make decisions. You know what? You didn't want to wear the seatbelt. You know, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to deactivate the ding, 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 and then, boom, you went through the windshield. The problem is, the difference is, our hospitals are not getting filled with people who went through windshields. Our hospitals are getting filled. This is a practical thing. It's not a punishment thing. It's a practical thing.
But it sounds too much like, we'll let them die then.
No, I'm saying get the medical treatment you trust. That's what you trust the guy on YouTube. I hear these anecdotal stories. Oh, I took hydroxychloroquine and it worked out fine. Good. I'm not saying don't get the hydroxychloroquine.
No, let them go and try that stuff. They come for traditional
medicine.
I'm
not saying they can't go to a hospital. I'm saying you got to find one that's less full. Instead of the cardiac patient or the cancer patient having to drive 200 miles away, we are filled with our COVID patients. You got to figure it out now.
Well, the hospitals do that kind of, you know, arithmetic.
Right. And right now, people with cancer and heart attacks and car accidents are having to go hundreds of miles away. And I'm saying, instead of, if we get to that point where we have to turn those people away, you go, nay, nay. Unvaccinated, you get turned. I am making a decision. Either way, somebody is SOL.
Yep.
I am saying, well, the people that possibly could have prevented this, their situation, those people have to be inconvenienced. I'm not saying let them die. I'm saying figure it out, fucker.
Well, but if they show up needing to be on a ventilator right now.
Hey, you know what?
If I
show up with a heart attack and there's no place to put them, they're turning them away. You're getting turned away. I'm doing this before we're full. I'm doing this at 80%
or whatever.
I'm saying this. Listen, you know, we are in this situation, so you need to make alternative plans.
Mm-hmm.
I am letting you know there is nothing we can do for you right now. We don't have the staff. Because a lot of them, they're crying. They don't have the staff. We don't have the room.
Right.
You have every right not to get the vaccine. I'm saying we have the right to make a decision for our hospital and for our community. And we've made this decision. That's all. Give them the right. They don't have to do it. But give them the power to do it.
I don't think that what you're saying is anything different than what's happening already.
But they're not turning away the COVID patients.
You know, they're not turning away COVID patients, not specifically ones that haven't been vaccinated. Like, I don't think that before they're up to whatever numbers they prescribe, this is how much room we have to leave for this. This is how much room we have to leave for, like, somebody had a heart attack or somebody crashed
or
something.
It's just we are 80% full.
Yeah, whatever the number is.
We are 80% of our beds are full.
Right.
If you are unvaccinated and get COVID, mm-hmm. until we get below that 80% threshold, if we get to 78%, come on down. But until we get below that, you need to make alternative plans or get vaccinated.
Well, I mean, at that point.
But you know, once you get that shot,
yeah,
we'll see you. We'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, clearly you don't mean you. I mean, at that point, they can't get a vaccine. They've already got COVID.
Well, maybe they should have fucking thought about that.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that I can't believe I'm going to say this. This is a very Christian doctrine, okay? If you deny God, Christ, whatever, up until the last second, and then you receive Jesus as your Savior, you still get into heaven.
Right,
but up to the last second.
That action,
you could say,
that action, here's the problem, that action is not putting other people in jeopardy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. What I am saying is other people, through no fault of their own, mm-hmm. are being put in jeopardy. What I'm saying is if we have room for you and you're unvaccinated and you're suffering, come on in. Right. We're still going to treat you. But when we have to start rationing health care and turning people away, you could have done something about this.
Yeah.
This is free. The vaccine's been out since January, available to most of us since March, available to some of us since the beginning of the year. Mm. You had opportunities. I can't help you right now. That's all I'm saying.
See, the thing is, but I'm on the other side of you for the real reason that I think it should be mandated.
All right, but whatever.
But no, not whatever.
But
you are saying, go ahead.
I'm saying freedom, baby.
I'm saying, no, you don't get to be Typhoid Mary. Take your goddamn shot.
But we have to
deal with it. It should be a freedom of choice, you know?
Nope.
Well, whatever. Nope. So then, Joe, you agree with me. I'm saying freedom all around.
Nope.
Because if all these people are vaccinated, you know, you're worried about the people that are, you know, well, you can infect people. Well, if people are vaccinated and you're worried about getting COVID, it just shows that the vaccine's not working.
Well, No. If you get vaccinated, it prevents you from being seriously ill. If you are going to be around small children, even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask. Because small children cannot get vaccinated. You're protecting others. But anyway, I am embracing freedom. I am embracing Joe's argument. I'm like, we are free, motherfuckers. This is the USA. All right. So anyway, that was the post. That was the post. So somebody goes to me, one of these scam women. I haven't had an issue with the scam women in a long time. So she goes, excuse me? Everyone has a right to medical care. This is pure racism. Angry face. I expected better from you. Vaccinated or not. So I wrote, what race is vaccinated? And then they unfriended me. And then they unfriended me.
How is that racist?
I don't know.
Right. What is the vaccinated race?
That's what I asked.
What's the not?
That's what I asked.
What does that mean?
Who was born vaccinated? Who are these people?
The vaccinated or the non-vaccinated are not protected classes under the federal guidelines.
There's no such race.
No such thing.
I guess my question, what is the vaccinated race? That sent her over the edge. Now, this is a foreigner, but it goes to Joe's point and the right-wing point where people like to throw around the word racism.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? Well, and I thought my answer was not aggressive. And I go, what race is vaccinated?
Yeah.
If you're gonna call me a racist based on it, you can go, listen. I have disagreements with other people on this thread about that's fine.
Yeah,
that, you're entitled to your opinion, but racist? You got to come at me with something a little bit more. There's nothing in my post that has anything to do with race.
That's bizarre.
Yes, so that's why I bring it up.
Oh God,
that's why I brought it up.
That's
why I
brought
it up. That's racist. I expected better of you. They're racist. I'm what now? You could call me an asshole. Many have.
That's something that my brother calls the deep logic. When somebody
The
deep logic. Okay. When somebody has taken something that on the surface is just like, huh? And they've probably sat there and done some kind of like, well, statistically, this many people of this race have taken it and that many people of that race. So if you're going to imply that the unvaccinated are stupid
anything.
If you're going to imply...
My post casted no aspersions on anybody.
No, I know.
My post made the freedom argument, which Joe, who leans right, is making the same argument. You, who lean left, is making the other argument where we need government control. I made the conservative argument.
I know you did.
And I still have conservatives attacking me. It's like, what? I am following out the free... I am following out the libertarian... The freedom, we are all free argument. And they're like, what, healthcare isn't a right anymore? Yeah, you have rights. And I'm saying the hospital has rights. We all have rights. Everybody has. That's all I'm saying. But people lose their mind over this shit. But logically speaking, my standpoint is very conservative. Now,
yes.
Conservatism in this country for the most part is fucking dead. It's been replaced by Trumpism. I still remember where conservatism is. I still like certain tenets of conservatism and certain tenets of liberalism. Mm-hmm. It's why I'm a fucking moderate. But people lose their fucking mind, especially when they see me, who they deem this big left-wing guy. They're like trying to get me. I'm like, no, this is a libertarian argument right here.
It is. You know, it's like, you know, you choose to do this. Well, you're a big boy and there are consequences to your actions. I get that. But I take a different tactic with this subject only because it affects so many other people.
Let me tell you
something.
And
we can't get this thing under control.
You are seeing what you're saying, and we have one of these stories tonight. You are seeing businesses make. Businesses are implementing the vaccine. They're making people implement the vaccine because it's hard for the government to do. My example was just another example. Stories which we've covered several times. Mm-hmm. A similar story tonight with a little bit of a different twist, which is why I brought it here.
Right.
But we've seen it. I'm just making the same argument. Go. Why do the hospitals have to take care of the poor and everything like that? You can't help yourself necessarily when you're destitute.
No. Right.
But that being said, they turn away people, too. Now, the first thing, if you go to a hospital or a doctor or any type of physician, the first thing they say to you after is hello, and they rub their little hands to them and go, oh, we got a live one. After
the insurance?
Do you have insurance? Because you ain't getting nowhere without that insurance.
Well, then.
And my thing is the same thing. Are you vaccinated? We just rub our little fingers together, and we figure out what we're doing. You have to have certain prerequisites. Healthcare is a right. Yeah, you like to think so. Or some people like to think so. The liberals like to think so.
You know something that's interesting, though? Like I said, last week, you know, I was, you know, saying, look, I played the game. I got my card laminated. I got the J&J. I also got the Excelsior pass because I don't want any bullshit when I have to fly. So it's time to fly. I go through security. LaGuardia, you got to go through it twice. They ask you all sorts of questions. They look under your balls. You go through all your luggage and stuff like that. Not one question if I was vaccinated or not. With everything, all the scrutiny that they put you through, going through, not one question if you were vaccinated or not.
Real? Now,
I have the phone. I have my Excelsior pass open with the phone, ready to show you. Could never even. And coming back from Vegas, to KLS.
Well, that's something that Biden wants. Biden's talked about. You know, maybe we should have the airlines say you can't fly unless you're vaccinated. Again, if that happens, we're going to see if it's overreach or not. But certainly, Joe flew Southwest, so I'm just happy he made it back and forth because they get distracted easily.
Look, there's a flock of geese.
Listen, there was a good chance Joe wasn't going to be here tonight. He might have been stuck in Paducah because Southwest saw a butterfly. So, I mean, really. I mean, Southwest majors in whimsy.
Yes, they do.
But I think it's reasonable, and the airlines probably might not want to do this. I don't know. They'll have to do cost-benefit analysis. But you could say, yeah, if you want to get in our tube, you have to be vaccinated. I think Joe was right to have that certain expectation that somebody would take an interest.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
But you would think, you know, well, it's mandating this, and we all need to be important. And then you go through the people, TSA, who are the most scrutinizing people you could ever meet. They want to know this, they want to know that, they want to know that. They got what's in here, what's that, you can't bring this, blah, blah. I mean, well, not even one even question if I was vaccinated or not.
Well, I wouldn't expect TSA to ask you, but I would expect the airline. But you know what, Joe? At that point, there's nothing they can do because when you bought the ticket, there was nothing that said you have to be vaccinated. So there's nothing they could do on these flights. They would have to implement it and say, you know, this is the drop dead date and going forward.
No, I don't think that's necessarily true because when you buy a ticket and say you're 800 pounds and you show up and they're like, oh, fat ass, you need another ticket. That happens. And they didn't say anything about that beforehand. Right? They stop people. Oh, you are dressed like a hooker. You got to go. Buy a T-shirt, something.
Right, but this is. I mean, you could argue this is your health, personal health, and there's privacy.
Right,
you can argue. And it's so political; they don't want to get involved in the politics. Oh, I'm not expecting the flight attendants.
They
to
have
do
enough
it
arguments.
Yeah, they got enough. They have enough hard time telling people to wear a fucking mask. So I understand, but I understand what Joe.
Yeah, we all had to wear a mask. You had to wear a mask in the airport. You had to wear a mask on the plane. You know, and they crammed us all in like veal on every flight, you know, so...
They've cut down. All the airlines do this. They cut down the flights, they save money, and they cram you in like feel like you
How
said.
Many people did you have in your lap?
I'm sorry?
How many people did you have in your lap?
Basically a couple. I mean, like, it crammed in there.
Well, that was great payoff. We'll move on. Anyway.
Lisa said, if you want choice, there's an island you can populate. Don't be an idiot. Get vaxxed and stop being selfish.
What island is that?
I don't know, but there are islands.
Is it Fantasy Island with Mr. O'Rourke?
There are unpopulated islands that they can go.
Yeah, but most of us can't get there. I mean, so
They can
listen,
go.
My proposal is more logical than anything you'll hear from the government or anybody else.
Well, also with that too, and we discussed it on our show. Oh, Craig, about 2 weeks ago, maybe, and we discussed. You know, I was discussing it with Joe Cumi over the when we're on the trip. They should have something where if you had it and you've got the antibodies, they should give you a card.
Well, what they're saying about the antibody, what they're saying, and we've talked about this, and I don't disagree, but what they're saying about the antibodies is they're not as strong as the vaccine, and they diminish within 3 months. So for sake of argument, say both those things are true. I don't know. That's what the doctors say. So I could understand, go, you know what? You got a month and a half with this card that says, you know, you had COVID on October 1st. You're good through November 16th, for instance. And then if your employer says you have to get vaccinated, either lick somebody with COVID and hope for the best, or you got to get the shot. No, I don't disagree with that. But it's more paperwork. And it's a lot easier to say get the shot.
It's not really more paperwork because the Board of Health has a record of that. And it depends on the science that you follow. Whether you see, that's the whole thing with follow the science. There's different sciences to follow. There are people from the medical profession that are the contention. If you have it and the antibodies that you have were stronger than the vaccine.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm hearing the experts say. That's not what I mean. No, because the vaccine is so concentrated. That's one of the reasons people are scared of it. It's so concentrated. They're putting so much of it in you. All right, so we'll move on. The only reason I brought that up was because I'm racist. That was the only, I didn't mean to have a whole conversation about it.
We all knew that.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Wait a minute. I used to be the most racist person
on
the
show. No, hold on. You know, see, this is the problem. You don't listen.
I said
racist. I didn't say you weren't the most racist.
Oh, thank you.
Both things can be true, Pip.
That's true. Okay. I did a little Venn diagram in my head, and you are right.
I often am. All right, let's move on. So remember I told you guys the girls liked this house?
Yes.
But the taxes were very high. Very high. So the house dropped in price. How much do you think? So there was a price drop in the house. How much do you think the house dropped in price, Pip?
$10,000.
Joe?
I would say about $30,000.
$50,000, pretty much.
God damn.
$50,000. We are going to look at the house again tomorrow.
Damn!
It's a big drop.
Damn.
But the wife...
How many bodies does that mean there are under the basement?
No, it means the taxes are too high.
Are there mounds in the garden?
Oh, this isn't that nut house that you looked at, was it?
No.
No, I
said the ones that the girls like. This is the only house that they've been happy with.
Not the broke-down Rustler restaurant.
So the wife wants to ask 25 less than that. You know, make an offer at that. I'm like, I don't know. But we're going to look at it again tomorrow. But she is so hung up with, I don't want oil. I don't want septic. I'm like, oh, oil's more expensive. I go, yeah, but you pay for the difference in taxes. You're fucked either way. Because if you live in the village where it's natural gas and where it's sewer and everything, if you live in the village, it's about $2,000 or more a year in taxes. So if a Pip lives in the village and I live next door and I'm not in the village, she's paying $2,000 more in taxes.
You pay for civilization.
Right, but it's not that far away.
I know.
But this is what I'm dealing with. So this has all the amenities that they fucking like.
Go in at asking if they dropped it $50,000.
Well, she wants to go below asking.
I know.
Because your taxes, you still got to pay the taxes.
Yeah, I know.
And it has
nothing to do with what you pay for the house, by the way.
No, but you have to figure. You know, if they're having a hard time, you're going to have a hard time when it's come to selling. You're not going to get the value of the house per se.
So the house is listed,
if you go on Zillow, the house is about halfway between what they're now asking and what my wife wants to offer. So I said, well, what happens if we offer that? She's like, well, maybe. So I don't know. We'll see.
You can't dip too low or else they find it insulting, and now you're in trouble.
No, we weren't going to make an offer anyway. I'm not in trouble at all. They're the ones that are struggling.
Yeah.
They're the ones. The house hasn't been on the market a month, maybe a month.
Oh,
it's not a long time.
Yeah.
They dropped it $50,000. That's and people have looked at the house, and it's a nice house. It's not the Voltron house I showed you guys last week where, you know, we could do like a 20.
Said the Rustler restaurant house.
Yeah, no, this house has, there's no holes in the walls. This house has a fireplace. This house has a huge deck with a pool. This is a nice house.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's It's such a game.
And
it's
I'd be upstairs. My space would be upstairs. I'd be in a den with French doors.
Wow.
Every other place we look, go, all right, let me see the basement because that's where I'm going to be.
Let me just start marching down the stairs.
It's like I'm Thing from the Munsters. I live under the fucking stairs and let me roar.
I love it when the staircase goes up.
Spot, you're right. Spot. Yeah, Spot. You would know, of course. Yes, it's like I'm Spot. So we'll see. We're looking at the house again. But nay-nay to oil, nay-nay to septic. Well, there's certain detergents that you can't use if you have septic because you can't go. So I go, didn't you fucking learn?
I didn't know that.
You have septic?
No, I don't.
You're fucking useless. I don't need you talking to anybody.
No, but I didn't know that there
I
was...
thought, mate, do you have oil?
No.
Fucking useless. Joe, do you have oil or septic?
We got a septic system, and I got natural gas. It's a lot better than oil. A lot more convenient. I don't have to watch the gauge, and it's a lot cleaner. I enjoy it. I think it's a lot better. A lot better.
All right, we'll keep you away from the wife. All right, moving on.
My mother-in-law's house had oil. Didn't seem to be a problem.
All right, then maybe you can talk to the wife.
You know what? The only difference with oil is like if you if you need the equipment worked on, an oil burner is a lot less to maintain. The price of maintenance is a lot less than it is with a gas-driven system. I found that out the hard way.
All right, now you can talk to the wife. The very focused conversations you can have with. I don't have a preference one way or the other. But I've told you guys, it's got to be a colonial. We need this. We need that. And blah, 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 blah.
But that has actually changed during the whole.
Yes, they've gotten worse. They've gotten worse. It's like dating. Like you date enough people, you learn what you don't want. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, that's here's an interesting thing. I haven't told anybody this. So periodically. I talk to my ex messages me on social media, the one who I used to read the Valentine's.
Hell?
Yes.
Okay.
She's been in bad relationships.
Really?
Listen, I'm sure she's part of the issue. She would admit as much. But these guys sound fucking awful.
Oh,
so, yeah. It's very surreal that I try to give her the advice that I learned from being with her.
Tortured by her?
Yeah, listen, you can't be with somebody that treats you this way, that says these things, like these men say horrible things. I'm like, you can't be with somebody like that.
And there are a lot of women that put up with it. I mean, there's some women that I have in high regard that would sit there and take it, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me! You're so above this.
I just wish they would let me know so I could prey on them, but they don't wear it on their forehead.
One of my really good friends, I was over her house helping her make I forgot what they call it, the favors that you give away at a wedding.
Wedding favors.
Wedding favors. Thank you. Your brain is shut down for the day. I'm just telling you, it's only going to go downhill from here.
It's a good thing you have an expert like me here.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. Miss Manners. And so we were making wedding favors, and her husband was in the other room with a friend or something. No, his friend had left. But he got mad at her for something and started calling her the C word and told her, get out of the house. Get out, which means throwing me out of the house, too.
Oh, well, all right. Well, now I understand. Now I understand, because if it means getting you out, I get that.
But, so we had to go someplace else.
You actually left the house.
We left the house. Yeah, and I spent the rest of the evening.
It's terrible, Joe. Who's going to make the fucking wedding favors? It's a terrible problem. They're not going to get me, but he's not making them. See, this is a man that does not think. He does not think it out because he wants the wedding favors because he's going to look at this is a reflection about me. But ultimately, he's going to win because she's going to be up late at night making the wedding favors because she wants to please him. This is a man in control, Joe. This is something I aspire to. Enough of these uppity women with opinions and backbone. I've talked about it before. Enough with that shit. It's exhausting.
Well, just like a bad spat. I mean, it's not only that, but I remember the time at my old house. I was calling in from my office at my old house, and Joanne runs in. I got gotta use the phone. I'm on doing a show. Well, I gotta use the phone. Use your cell phone. I wanna use the landline. I go, brother.
By the way, speaking of his ex,
yeah,
she posted something about not getting tipped at Taco Bell. Like, apparently she's working at Taco Bell, and she was, like, upset.
No,
that she's got...
she's doing DoorDash or some shit like
that. And I was just thinking, I didn't send anything to Joe, I'm just thinking, he must love every fucking moment of this. Joe must see a post like that and go, I won.
Let me tell you something. I know why she's not getting tipped. She moves like a glacier. Let me tell you something.
Well, Joe, wait a minute. Joe, do you believe the glaciers are melting or not? Because if you do, they move pretty quick now. Here today, gone tomorrow.
A whole shelf might fall off her.
Old-time glacier.
Oh, an old-timey glacier. All right, go on.
Oh, old-timey.
Very slow.
Let me tell you something. Because she goes, I'm working for DoorDash. You with anything in Dash in it is an oxymoron. I go, let me tell you something. If somebody's ordering breakfast, if it shows up by midnight, count your lucky stars.
So what we could take from what Joe's little segue, or not even segue, tangent. What we could take from Joe's little tangent was my guess about how Joe would feel about a post like that was correct. Yeah. Joe looks at that. That's a win for the big guy. Yeah. I didn't comment on it. I didn't say anything to Joe. It slipped my mind, but I saw that. You know, she's bitching about not getting dipped, and these guys. And just Joe must be thinking, thank God I don't got to deal with this.
When you're probably waiting an hour and a half, and it's cold, you're not getting a tip.
I could just imagine her showing up, and they're just like, oh, no. And then, yeah. And the attitude, probably. You gave me the wrong number for your house.
Yeah, it's because it's never her fault. I mean, if there was a company called Door Mosey, probably work out better there.
I don't know if Door Mosey would stay in business very long.
Oh,
look, Pip's right. Well, that'll be a show title. Door Mosey. Look at Joe. Joe got one on the board. Very good, Joe.
I love that.
Door
oh
Mosey. Yeah, nobody's going to hire Door Mosey.
Oh, God.
But so am I doing the right thing by, like, trying to help my ex? I mean, I don't talk
as to long her. As your presence fine with that.
I'm not mentioning it because I'm just trying to help this person. You know, I guess she's a friend. You know, I was like, you know what it is? Because I don't have any ill will anymore because I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, oh, are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. I'm fine. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in the throes of it, it's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing for the present to know, because if there was any sort of, you know, anger, love, passion. You know, but you're just like, nah, well, whatever.
No, I just wanted to be happy.
Yeah, see,
I wanted
that
to be happy.
Means there's nothing to worry about.
I did mention, though, I go, you only message me when you're having problems with guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess.
And how perverse is that?
You know what it is? And she's pretty much said as much.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't perfect then. I mean, I'm much closer to it now.
Don't we know that?
Yeah.
Don't you have some place to mosey to?
We weren't arguing the point.
About time. Well, we finally found something we can all agree on. Yes. Isn't that nice? But, you know, I was a nice guy, mm-hmm. and these people are not. I mean, the things they say. Well, listen, you guys know what an abusive relationship looks like, whether it be verbal or physical. You know what it's like to be in a verbally abusive relationship where they demean you and they cut down your worth? And yep. My contention is you don't want that.
No.
Find somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? I think that it's a decent thing that you're doing, that you're even entertaining this conversation with her. I'm not trying to set you up, you know, for sainthood here. Don't, relax.
Be nice.
I'm just
deserve it.
I'm just
first
saying.
Jewish saint. The last Jew left Afghanistan. Well, Jews are making headlines. So now we should have the first Jewish saint.
They're out.
And by the way, how bad is this guy taking a fucking hint? I mean, the last Jew to leave Afghanistan? Really?
What do they have to do? Put a bagel on a stick to get him to go?
Dude, go someplace where you can get decent deli. What are you thinking? The last Jew. And then, like, it was like 20 years ago, there was another Jew there. and being two fucking Jews. They couldn't get along. They were arguing all the time. Are you fucking kidding me?
Look.
There's two of you. There's two of you, and they hate you.
The place
and
is
you
landlocked.
Hate each other. So it's not, you know.
The place is landlocked.
Team
there can't be any
differences and get the fuck out of there.
Really? There can't be any whitefish for miles. Get out of there.
So supposedly the guy owned, like, ran a kebab joint. And he was like living in a dilapidated synagogue. You can't get a minion. All right, what is a minion, you ask? When you get 10 Jewish men, bar mitzvahed or older together, you can say certain prayers and read the Torah, which is the Bible. So you always want to, do the mourner's cotters. There's certain things that when you have 10 men, which is why if you see outside of a Jewish softball game, in an evening Jewish softball game, you won't see this in most beer leagues. You'll see a bunch of Jews praying or davening, as they will, after the game, because there's a minion. Yes, so this motherfucker's been 9 short of a minion for quite some time.
You're nine short.
Bernstein's not walking in. Moskowitz left town a decade, two decades ago. They don't like you. They don't even like their own.
That's hilarious. Oh God! You know it's
who is this guy talking to? I think I read in one of the articles, and he had a pet partridge. Literally, your best friend is the star of a Christmas Carol. That is your best friend. It is time to move. And he said the only reason he left was because I guess if he left, some of the neighbors' kids and other endangered people, and I guess some women would be able to get out too on this flight or whatever the hell they were doing.
Oh, okay. But the that's list. What got him to
the,
leave.
Here's the thing about Jews. There's a lot of places.
Can't take a hint?
Clearly, not this guy. We're very unpopular in many, 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 many places. just luck and charm, I guess. There are a few places less hospitable to Jews. Than the Taliban-run Afghanistan. It is time.
Yeah.
Get your dreidel.
Palestinians will go, come on, we're friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we have rocks. They have America's leftover military.
We hate you, but they hate you.
Hate. Can't we all get along? No. No, we can't.
Well, you know, it's funny because at the day program, I had a guy call up and he was spelling out his last name for me because I was taking a message. And so, and then it was a Jewish last name, and then I pronounced it correctly.
You're like, I know one of them.
Yeah.
Do you know Davin? I assume you all know each other.
You all know each other. So I pronounced it correctly back to him, and I could hear the surprise in his voice, and I said, what, nobody says it correctly back to you? And he goes, yeah. And I go, you're calling New York. We're down with the tribe.
We're down with the tribe. Yeah. The shit.
You know? It's like, where do you live, you poor bastard? Nobody can say your name properly. Oh, my God.
I live right outside of Bagram Airport.
Right. But I have a kebab store. You may have heard of
me. The last Jew. And it's like, really, you know what? I don't want to hear from another woman again. I can't take a hint. I can take a fucking hint. When the Taliban moves in, I move out. That's how we do shit.
Yeah.
But even when the Taliban wasn't in charge, it wasn't like Afghanistan. Come on, Jews. Let's build up the country together.
No.
You know what this place could use? A mikveh. We have no mikvehs. If you don't know what a mikveh is a bathhouse where Jews go to cleanse themselves. I don't do that because it's fucking gross. But if you wanted a Jewish community, you would have a mikveh. At no point did anybody running Afghanistan go, you know what we're missing? A mikveh. We need a mikveh.
But they drain those maybe things in between
Taliban
people,
will build,
right?
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta go.
No, I don't know if they drain them. No, I don't think. I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, I thought so.
Listen, I worked with Hasidic. I don't fucking think so. Anyway, we move on. Here's my no disrespect, but I'm gonna disrespect.
But disrespect. But,
yeah, no disrespect means we're about to disrespect.
But here it comes.
Yeah, it's never no disrespect. I think you're beautiful. It's never that. It's like, yeah. No disrespect, but are you a fucking moron? You just disrespected. You just
disrespected, not for nothing. Or yeah.
Not for nothing means something's coming.
No,
it's never not for nothing and then silence. Because if it was silence, then it would be nothing. But
it's not for nothing. Yeah.
But it's not for nothing.
It's something
so
for
which
nothing.
Not for nothing means something. So don't say not for nothing. Say the something.
Yeah.
It's a New York thing. Not for nothing.
I feel like I just did a new Seinfeld bit.
It's just the same thing. You know, if somebody says honestly, they're about to lie to you.
Yeah. People are saying means I'm saying.
People are saying, yeah.
All right, let's do a little you stink. Ooh, with gusto. All right. So on September 1st, when the remnants of Hurricane Ida rolled through this area, I had a gig in Connecticut, a couple hours away. Went with another comic. His car got fucking ruined that night. Anyway, the booker was there. I hadn't worked for this guy in years. So I'm told they're going to mail me a check or pay via Zelle. I don't know what Zelle is. I've never heard of Zelle. Have you heard of Zelle?
I have.
What is Zelle?
It's one of those person-to-person payment apps.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, like a Venmo.
Yes, yeah. Like a Venmo. Like a PayPal. You know the shit people are using.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, why do we need another one?
I don't know. Okay. You know, it's like the VCR people, the Beta and VHS, they argued it out until the death. So why won't these
right.
people,
but
too?
But don't tell me I can pay you through Zelle. Nobody's using Zelle. I said, well, what about PayPal? We don't use PayPal. They're like, well, we could direct deposit it into your bank. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, all right, well, how about a check? He's going to be there that night.
Yeah.
I go, give me the check that night.
Right.
I go, you could post date it. I know the only reason to post date it is because they want to wait for their money to clear.
Sure.
Which is bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
And for the record, if I am at my gig, I pay my comics cash, usually before they ever hit the stage. I pay the comics cash. If I'm there, you don't have to get a check. You're getting your money no matter what. So I go, all right. I go, you know what? Just give me a check, post-date it. No, I don't want to. I go, listen, my post office has issues. They lose shit now.
Yeah, and they do.
They do more than ever before.
Right.
They lose shit.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't gotten the check.
Nuh-uh.
Still, they're doing it through their bank, which I guess their bank can send checks, which I've never heard of before.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah, but it takes longer that way.
Yep.
So it was supposed to be delivered yesterday. It wasn't there yesterday. It wasn't there today. So now he's got to call his bank to see what's going on with it. And now I got to talk into go to my bank and see about this direct deposit thing, because I don't like giving out my information.
No, I mean, who wants to give out their banking information if they don't have to?
And I told him, I go, if I am going to give you my banking information, we're going to do it over the phone. I'm not emailing or texting it. There's too much hacking.
Yeah, no.
But so the you stink goes, give me the check. You seen me. I'm right there. And if you're not going to do that, don't do fakakta shit nobody's ever heard of, like Zelle.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Have you ever heard of Zelle? Maybe you did.
No, I never heard of Zelle. I mean, it's Venmo.
Yeah, people...
I got paid a Venmo, and Joe and I are going to split the hotel in Vegas. So he's like, let me know the amount. And I'll venue the amount, and I'm having fun with that because they're telling me they're giving me different amounts. I got to square away with the hotel, and I'm trying to square that away. But yeah, never mind. But no, Venmo. You know, I set up a Venmo account.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that one, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's more popular in other countries or something.
This is America, stupid. We're talking about Americans. We're talking about New Yorkers. What is fucking wrong with you?
No. I'm just saying that app is probably used in other places.
I don't give a shit. So is WhatsApp. Like, when you're talking to scammers, they always want to put you on WhatsApp. You know what we have here? Fucking phones. Or you just call somebody or you text them.
When I was in England, I had to use WhatsApp.
Yeah, you do that in other countries. We're in America. That was my use.
I tell you though, man, I almost had a use stink, but it actually worked out well.
That's not a use stink.
We got into Vegas. We take the Uber from the airport. Joe Cumier and I. We get up in front of the Plaza Hotel, and there's a security guard out front, and he's like, "You got to move. You can't park here." And the Uber guy's like, "Well, I'm trying to let these guys. You can't park here." So the Uber guy lets us up a couple of doors down, and we go up to the security guard. And we're like, hey, the guy was just trying to drop you off. And the guy goes to us, oh, so you had to walk a little bit. Too bad. And we're like, really?
He was not staying on the Strip. There's no way a place on the Strip.
They're that vicious?
They're like, it's like New Yorker. Did you stay at the New York Hotel Casino? Is that what you did?
But it's funny that you say that because the story goes on. So Joe is like, what's your name? My name is Jose. So, all right, Jose, I go, and he goes, well, what are you going to do, get me fired? I go, yeah, you're going to be the new Walmart greeter. Congratulations by the time I get done with you. So we go in, and we complain to the front desk, and they were very nice about it, and we explained the situation. And we were talking to one of the managers, and I'm like, you guys are very nice in here. I go, I was a customer service manager. No matter what you do has been destroyed about this guy out front. So we talked to the head of security, and the head of security goes, yeah, he goes, his last day is Friday, and he shouldn't have done that. That's awful. He goes, what we'll do is we'll waive all the hospitality fees, which was about $120. So him being an asshole saved us $120.
There you go.
Whoa, that's good. Nice.
You know what the sad thing is? There was no Jose, and that never happened. Joe was just trying to save some money.
No, it's what a great time, man. We had a pisser. I had such a good time out there. I mean, I was the first time, because I haven't really, it was, you know, I was doing spots in the shows, which went well, but I haven't had a vacation, like vacation in a place, and I had such a good time, man. We got in, started doing shots and drinking, and then Mikey Cups, our buddy, hooks up with us. We go down to Fremont Street drinking, and then we went out to this place. We were toasted. We wound up going out to this Brazilian steak place, what a pisser. I had so much fun Thursday night that if I had to go home Friday morning, I'd be fine, you know. And the rest of the weekend was just rule. I mean, I wound up walking down the strip in 100-degree heat, not realizing that it's very far to get to places.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way, didn't we?
No, it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, I was fine. You know, they struggled.
Oh, but, my God. You know. These idiots wanted to walk outside.
Yeah, I mean, with fucking Pip, you have to find a place where she could be air-conditioned at all times.
Yes.
But meanwhile, as we've talked about, she wants to go to this fucked-up haunted house where you're schwitzing outside, and they're spritzing you to keep you calm.
So
if it's for, like, ghouls and horror, Pip is willing to sweat. Everything else, you can go fuck yourself. I need to be air-conditioned.
That's right. It feels like you're walking down a runway. Yeah. Every place in Vegas.
Pipple only sacrifice for the dead. That's what we have learned. Living, yeah, she's not interested.
Yeah, they're not so nice.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. That's
very
great.
Good. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, you can't do that raw dog without permission, kids. Got to get that permission.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, it's all about consent, baby.
I got to tell you, right, if I was fucking today, which I'm not, but if I was fucking today, I would have legal pads and papers with me. There'd be contracts.
Oh, my God. There'd be a lawyer in the bedroom.
I would go.
Oh, God, like you do in a gig.
Yeah, I'd be, yeah. Be like, listen, you cannot touch this until you sign a consent. I know you want it. You can't have it. You can't have it until we...
Can I touch this? Yes.
Until we work out the... Then she's like, all right, fine, but let me call my lawyer and have him look it over first. Can you imagine the wrangling that you have to do now?
No. I have, you know, indelible pen. I want you to sign here, an initial here, an initial here, and an initial here.
And Joe's like, how about I give you one signature on your thigh and we call it a night?
Yeah, right.
All right, let's take our first... break. On the break, we got new music from Tom Sonic featuring Katya with Time is a Healer, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. And we also have Fintan McKayhee with Lost Balloons, and you can learn more about Fintan at fluttertone.com. We'll come back, much more to get to. This is a short little break.